my first thought was, you know, how am I doing taking stock and how am I going to get out of here? The thought crossed my mind about, you know, maybe trying to crawl out, but I quickly realized I was in no shape to do that. From my memory, I didn't have much of a capacity to move at all. And I could feel, you know, blood pooling up under my head on the forest floor, and I could feel blood filling in my waders. So I knew I was in bad shape, and really I felt like the only thing I could do was just to lay as still as I could and save every bit of energy for surviving the rescue, which I was hopeful would be coming. So I don't really know how long I waited there, but I would say probably within 20 minutes or so of coming back to consciousness, John, my friend, had connected with a couple of other fishermen, and they made their way to come find me. And immediately when they found me, you know, it was clear things were not good. So John stayed with me. The other two went for help to see if they could get cell phone, a call out for the troopers and whatnot, and to get the EMTs on their way. And it would be about 2 hours before the EMTs would arrive. And during that time, you know, more fishermen started coming to the scene, and it was reported that I was, you know, in and out of consciousness, and that at one point I had even stopped breathing. But shortly before they were going to start compressions, I would sort of gasp for air type of a thing. So I was really in a fine line, a pretty tenuous place there for a while. And it's funny, you know, the things that... That I was reported to be saying, you know, it really makes a lot of sense on some level, but it's just interesting the things you think about in those situations. You know, one thing I kept saying, which was kind of obvious thinking back, which was, you know, how come I can hear you but I can't see you? How come I can hear you but I can't see you? And nobody had any answers for me for that question. Although, you know, yeah, it might have been pretty obvious to some of them. And then I also kept saying, oh man, is my girlfriend going to kill me? which is funny, you know, for several reasons, the least of which is that I really just started, you know, dating her the night before. So probably wouldn't have been calling her my girlfriend in many circumstances. So that's kind of funny. But the other thing I kept thinking about is that I had the keys to the company van in my pocket, and I knew there was a field trip the next day for a group of teens that I worked with. And I kept thinking, man, how are they going to get these kids there? Like, I've really blown it this time.
I mean, they excused you, right?
Of course.
Best excuse ever.
Yeah, right. Exactly.